the thought even behind the title is losing the mentality of big. That a lot of people think that for them to lose weight, to get into a healthy mindset, to eat well, they have to make these huge, big changes in their lives. And that's not really the case. Sometimes a small, simple change can lead to a healthier lifestyle. And so over 6 weeks, we're hoping to teach 10 people and also the community as a whole at the same time, simple things that they can do to make a simple change in their health and wellness.
So you're going to look for 10 contestants out there in the community?
That's correct. We will actually be putting out applications starting Friday. And those applications will be out at Lee's, they'll be out at Rexall Drug, they'll be at the hospital, and they'll also be at Parks and Recreation. It's a quite a bit of information for them to go over, but it just lets them know what they're getting into.
Sure.
I don't want anybody coming into this going, "Oh no, I didn't realize that I'd have to have my picture
Which
taken, and
is
it'll have to be at Rexall Drug for a whole 6 weeks."
what they're getting into is it's a pretty public thing. They're going to be contestants almost like they were on a TV show, huh?
Yes, we're going to call it their contestants on a radio show,
Okay.
right?
All right.
Because they will be spending time on the radio talking about what they're learning. They're going to be in the newspaper talking about what their goals and ambitions are as part of this program. They will have their picture taken, just a headshot that will be viewed at Rexall Drug during the whole entire program. They will have people voting for them to stay on the show weekly. So, I mean, they will kind of be the face of this program for 6 weeks.
Okay. So, like the TV show, there will be a person eliminated each week.
There will be a person eliminated
And
each week.
how will that work? It's.
The way that that will work is twofold. Number one, it'll be by a point score. So we have points associated with activities that you do during the week, whether it be, drinking 3 liters of water, whether it be keeping a food journal, you'll get points for that. If you bring someone to your class with you that week, you'll get additional bonus points. If you bring someone to work out with you during the week, you'll get additional bonus points. You'll get bonus points for your working out, you'll get bonus points or just points for eating healthy. You'll get points for doing a mental wellness activity once a day. So just simple things, those points will add up. And so what will happen is we'll break those 10 people into two teams, and the team with the highest score will be safe for the week.
Gotcha.
And so then out of the five people on the other team, one of those will technically be out of the running for the competition. The nice thing though about this event is that we want to keep people motivated. So even though a person might be out of the grand prize running, we will have weekly prizes that we will be giving away as well. And so all 10 of the contestants will have a chance to win one of those weekly prizes too. So it's not like, oh man, I'm out, so I might as well give up at this point. Because as long as you're continuing to do it for the 6 weeks, you'll have a chance to win something and to see success in your life.
Okay. And besides the points, public voting
There
comes
will,
into play, or?
yes, public voting will be in play on Tradio on Wednesdays.
Okay.
People will be able to vote, call in and vote for the person that they want to stay. So you're not voting for the person you want to get kicked off. You're voting for the person that you want to stay, and that person will get an additional 50 points added to their score if they are the top vote getter.
Okay. At the end, grand prize winner wins it all and gets what?
They will be getting a full year pass to Parks and Recreation for themselves. They will also get a $300 package of fitness equipment from Life Fitness. They will get There's a possibility of getting a jacket from PIA, and we're collecting a whole bunch of other prizes. Right now, I'm working on the possibility of getting a at-home elliptical for somebody from a company in Utah. So there's a lot of prizes that we're working on for that main package.
You're hoping to make this an annual thing if it
I sure hope
works?
so.
Okay.
I think it's beneficial. I have three goals for the program. Number one is the chance to put together a group of people that can kind of be the motivators for the community. I've gotten together, the hospital is in helping with this, Petersburg Mental Health is helping with this. Of course, Parks and Recreation is helping with this. We have a certified personal trainer helping. We have our fitness staff that are helping out. KFSK is helping out. The newspaper is helping out. Lee's Clothing is helping out. Rexall Drug is helping out. There's a lot of folks that are coming together and saying, you know what? Let's try to find a way to help others reach the goals that they want in this new year. So that was goal number one, was to put together a group of people that are motivated to provide health and wellness in the community. And then number two was to guide 10 people through that process. And then the third one is just for people to start realizing, hey, there's lots of benefits and groups out there that can help me to be able to succeed as I'm setting goals for health and wellness.